thank you everybody for a chance to talk, and lucky me, I gotta go last. I was born under a water sign, a Cancer. Not that I believe in any of that crap, but it might explain my love for water. Growing up as a kid, if it had anything to do with being on, around, underwater, I was sold. And so I think we've all, you know, walked past Legacy Park. It's late spring, it's freezing cold, waves are blowing, it's kind of blustery. And you see that pale, skinny kid who's wearing these dive goggles with a goofy look on his face. And you're like, what the hell is wrong with that kid? And that kid was me, right? That was like, I love water. And growing up in Utah, like you said, I was landlocked. And so I really wasn't able to develop that, like things I wanted to get more into water. So it kind of took me, you know, in Utah, basically, I would have a chance to go to a friend's swimming pool, maybe go to the Great Salt Lake, things like that, but I wasn't able to really kind of develop this love. So eventually, I was like, I want to learn to go scuba diving. So I hit my parents up. I'm like, please, please, let me go scuba diving. And they were nice enough to say, all right, let's do this. So I went to Holiday Utah Dive Center. It's kind of what you'd imagine, a crumbling dive pool, old gear, you know, a dive instructor that's past his prime. But I didn't give a crap. I'm like, yes, I'm going to go diving. And nothing makes you feel like a superhero more than scuba diving, right? You can, you know, in real life, you can put on a cape, but you're not going to be able to fly. You can have this skin-tight outfit, it's not going to dodge bullets. But when you put that BCD on, put that regulator in your mouth, and jump in the water, you're Aquaman. Now you can be underwater, you can breathe. You know, and you're instead of being two-dimensional, you're three-dimensional. If I want to, you know, levitate underwater, or do a backflip, or if I see a ledge and I want to keep going, I can do that. So I was sold. So I wanted to further this, and when I went to college, I had a chance to do a semester abroad. And it's a little island called South Caicos. It's about 90 miles north of Haiti, so it's deep in the Caribbean. And on the surface, this is not like an absolutely amazing, beautiful island. It's pretty scrubby. But when you put your face underwater, it's a tropical paradise. It really is beautiful. It's like a Dr. Seuss book. There's fish of every size, shape, color, iridescent. And then the structure, I mean, there's staghorn corals, just these massive corals, elkhorn corals, and big, you know, brain corals that you're just kind of blown away by. So again, as I'm going through life, I'm just like, this is kind of what I want to do. I want to kind of study it a little bit more and understand it. So I said, after I graduate from college, I'm going to find myself way back to South Caicos, and I want to, you know, do some work in the dive industry if I can. So a couple of years after, I find myself in South Caicos. I've made it there, and I want to become a dive master, so I got to do the usual. I'm schlepping tanks and hauling gear and just doing grunt work to be able to pull this off. And eventually, I get my dive master, and I've been living on South Caicos for maybe 3 or 4 months. So I have a little bit of experience diving, but I'm still pretty green. And so it was my night, like the other dive instructors, you know, they're all day long diving and they don't want to go out at, you know, night. They're like, we'd rather drink rum and chase ladies. So Wes, why don't you take this group out? So I said, all right, it's my night to take them out. So we go down to the skiff, load everything up, and it's a dark night. I just remember how black it was, but it was just blanket under stars, just a beautiful night to be out on the water. So Donnie, the boat captain, just an amazing, like, local fisherman that knows how to get people out onto the reef. So we're driving the skiff out there, and you got to be dodging through the corals, and it's definitely, like, not anyone can do this. Donnie gets us out. We hook up to the mooring line, and now we're at the, you know, mooring line. I have to give my dive talk. And so, you know, stand up, and I got to be official. And, you know, rule number one, don't touch the coral. Rule number two, don't harass the marine life. And rule number three, we're gonna stick together. So with that said, you know, over we go, sink like stones, end up at the bottom. And I, being the dive master, new dive master, I bought this massive dive leg. You know, it's like some Scuba Max 2000. It's like, this is before LEDs and you had like 8D batteries. It's just a huge dive leg. So I get everyone down there and, you know, turn the lights off. We turn the lights off. And the first thing we do is, you know, you have to earn your tips, you know, when you're underwater. And it's not hard to do in such a beautiful area. So we shut the dive lights off and it's just dead quiet. You know, and that phosphorescence, it's really amazing. You just slightly move your hand And it's like, it's maybe as close as you can get to being in outer space. The phosphorescence is going off. And, you know, you can see fish swimming and the swirls off the fish are lighting up. So it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm like, all right, now I got to turn the lights back on. Let's lead this crew around and I got to show them something cool. So I look under that coral ledge. I'm in luck. There's a giant green turtle under there. Yes. So, you know, I say, guys, come on over. And they all, you know, they come in like a SWAT team storming a meth house. You know? Flashlights everywhere. This poor turtle's just like, all eight beams of light are just so what the hell, you know? And these are all new divers. So there's elbows and fins. At one point, this German guy speedos. I'm like, all right. So I kind of veer off. And I'm like, I'm going to go find something cool while this massive swirl is going on. So I come over and I see this, it's a queen triggerfish. It's a beautiful oblong fish. And it's just kind of hovering over this nest because it laid these eggs. And it has the dorsal fin moves like this and the anal fin moves like this. So it's just hovering like this. And so I come up with my flashlight and I'm right in its face as it's sitting there. And I know I shouldn't do it. I look over, yeah, they're still harassing the turtle. I touch the fish, and it's like a bolt of lightning. This fish takes off, goes to the edge of my beam of light, and comes back, and wham, right in the I could look around the audience, and I'm telling you, I could not find someone that could hit me as hard as a 13-pound fish. My mask is kitty corner, it's flooded. I clear it. Right then, another one. They say in life you have fight or flight. I was heavy on the flight. I'm going into the abyss. And I feel the adrenaline pulsing, kind of slowing down. Eventually I'm like, Wes, you're leading a dive. I left these people behind. Thank God one of them noticed I had taken off. And they catch up to me and they don't know what's going on. At this point, I'm lost. I'm underwater. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm having many panic attacks. I'm like, I'm supposed to be the dive master. So I can hear computers kind of beeping, like, low on air, low on air. Do I fess up and say, I don't know where the boat is? What are you going to do? You know, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to play my cards. And I'm like, right down to the last few seconds of just like, I'm about to give up. And as luck has it, I see a lobster trap. And I'm like, I know where I'm at. So I'm like, all right, we get back up. We go up the mooring line. We get back on the boat. And everyone's on the boat, excited and cheering. And, oh, that was such a, this was so good. I'm sitting back there with Donnie, just like, what the hell just happened? And so finally, German Speedo guy looks over at me. Bess, wasn't that an awesome dive? I said, yes, yes, it was. That was my close encounter.